Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim. We're holding a Klam on Gimel, and we're about to start Siman Yud Aleph. Just want to point out one thing. The Chayyadim has been discussing in Simanim Ches Tes and Yud about eating different types of mezonos at the end of the meal. So he already pointed out that multiple times that if the purpose of eating it is because he's hungry, so then you do not make a bracha. So we're saying that you do make a bracha if you meet all the criteria of being a mezonos, or certain things which are clearly the tanug, and not considered lechem at all, you need to make a bracha. Again, but you need it to be clearly the tanug. So a person eats dessert, sometimes a person eats dessert because he's a few minutes ago he said, you know, I'm stuffed, I can't eat it anymore. And they bring out this, oh, wow, that's her dessert, I'll have some. So then in that situation, a person is clearly eating it just latinuk, etc. He was very clear and adamant that he's no longer hungry. But in a case where the person is a little bit hungry, still sometimes the person at the end of the meal is a little bit hungry, and he quote-unquote left some space for dessert, what he meant to say was he didn't eat to the point that he's fully full, because this way he wants to enjoy his dessert. But he also is eating it for the purpose of sviya. So the person is eating it for the purpose of sviya, so then he does not make a bracha. So Rabbi Bodner, in his Sefer Hilchos Brachos, brings from Rabbi Scheinberg that Rabbi Scheinberg felt that in most scenarios we have to assume a person's intent was also for sviya, and a person should not make a bracha unless a person would be clear in his mind that he has no intent for sviya, he only intends for the purpose of just tainug ba'alma. Okay. Siman Yud Aleph, Kodam Rishayachal Oshoysa La'achil Hamazon, Tzarech Lavarech. If a person at the end of the meal is no longer hungry, and he's eating this item or drinking this item because it helps him digest, so the purpose is no longer the act of achila, it's for digestion purposes. So that requires a bracha. So one example of this is L'chein Im Shoysa Yain Tzarech La'achar Achila. So a person has a little bit of whiskey at the end of the meal. He's not thirsty. He's not drinking the whiskey because he's thirsty. He's either drinking the whiskey because he wants, enjoys the flavor, the intoxication of the whiskey. So that's not part of the meal. We mentioned before that during the meal, the reason why drinks are included in the meal is because the nature of a meal, when a person eats, he also needs to drink a little bit to help wash the food down. Food tends to make you thirsty sometimes. That's all part of a normal meal. The meal is done, and he's just having this because he enjoys to have an intoxicating shot at the end of the meal. So that requires a bracha. The davka shar minei mashka nasa tofu lepas, mashein kein be'elu, elu shein boin elala achel. So the Magen Ram says this idea, something which is coming for Ichul spelled with an ayin means digestion. So it helps the person finds that he has a little bit of this, helps him digest his food. So that's included, that's not included in the meal. Minirli dehudin kishashoysa kava daito la'achel. So the chayotim feels when a person has a coffee at the end of the meal, you know, person says, you know, having coffee settles my stomach. Like not having a nice hot drink at the end of the meal helps me digest. So those are exactly the words that we're saying. So the purpose over here is not because he's thirsty, and because part of a meal you need to drink because you're thirsty. So it's not considered tofel to the bread. The bread's purpose is, I eat bread to help me digest. I eat bread because I'm hungry and I want to eat. So the foods which help the eating process are considered tofel to the foods and drinks which are considered part of the eating process are tofel to the bread. There's actually an opinion that drinks are not included, like we mentioned before. But we don't hold like that. But in a case where its purpose is ichol, it's possible that a person would eat a food at the end of the meal. Also, I find that if I have a little bit something sweet at the end of the meal, it helps me digest my food. Something of that sort. That would be true. The purpose over there is not because you're hungry. It's to help you digest. So it's not included. Now, this is the opinion of the Chayyadim. The Mishnah Berurah points out that that's not clear what the person's intent is. So it's a Safek Bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah suggests they used to drink their coffee with a cube of sugar. They didn't have, like we have, free sugar. It came in cubes. So he says, when a person eats the cube of sugar, that's clearly not for the purpose of svia. That's the dessert. So you should make a bracha shahakol on the sugar cube and have in, and eat a little bit and have in mind to include the coffee. That doesn't apply for us nowadays. I guess theoretically a person could take a spoonful of sugar and make a bracha on it. The Mishnah Berurah says, but on coffee alone, you can't do that. It's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees and says that coffee, people drink coffee because they're still, that's part of the drinking process of the meal still. He says, but tea, no, tea, a person comes into the meal because it's the purpose is for ichel, to help you digest, and a person should make a bracha on the tea. According to Mishnah Berurah Pashas, that case would also be a suffix, and a person should try and make a bracha on a shahakal on something and cover the tea. And a Shabbos Suda, this is not an issue because a person made a bracha of Brei Pri Hagafen in the beginning of the meal, and Brei Pri Hagafen covers all the drinks. So whenever you make a Brei Pri Hagafen at the beginning, this issue doesn't come up because any drink, even though it's not tofel to the bread, will be tofel to the wine and included in the bracha of the wine of the Brei Pri Hagafen. But during the week, when a person would have something of that sort, a person would wash and have a cup of tea at the end of the meal, it's going to get involved in this suffix, and a person should try and find some eitzah, if possible, to make a shahakal in something, let's say a candy or something of that sort, which is clearly not included in the meal, and cover the tea or the coffee. The coffee, arguably, you don't need to do that, but by tea, a person should try and do that if possible. Have a good day.